Welcome, everyone. I'm glad you're joining us for this webinar brought to you by the Traditional Chinese Medicine World Foundation. I'm Larry Stoller, and I'll be your host. We're joined today by Grandmaster Nan Lu and also Dr. Manas Kafatos. Dr. Kafatos and Grandmaster Lu met each other during last year's conference, and we'll be continuing that dialogue throughout this year into next year's conference in October. Dr. Kafatos is a quantum physicist, cosmologist, and climate change researcher, as well as an accomplished scholar. He's written more than 300 articles and many, many books, including his most recent book, You Are the Universe, that he wrote along with Deepak Chopra. Grandmaster Lu and Dr. Kafatos are going to be speaking today about science and energy healing. So, like I like to say, pull up your chair, your virtual chair, and let's get ready to listen to what I'm sure will be a very interesting conversation.
Okay. Dr. Minas, can you give us a simple way to talk about what is energy from a scientific point of view?
So, thank you, Master Lu. Energy in science, let's say specifically in physics, it's very fundamental. The theory of relativity and also in quantum mechanics, energy plays a central role. In fact, we can say that everything is energy. Now, what form of energy is a different story, but everything is energy. So what is energy? Energy, to be specific in terms of a definition in physics, is the ability to do work, is the ability to do something. So if you can do something, then that is energy. Now, when we say that, first of all, it implies that there are different kinds of forms of energy, and then it implies also that energy, because it has different kinds, it can change from one to the other. So that's the way I would put it. Energy is very fundamental. In fact, in quantum field theory, which is the latest we have in a scientific view of the universe, you can say that everything is energy, and in fact, everything is vibrating energy. It's not a static energy, but it's vibrating energy.
So then, if everything is energy, then we say energy is a prey to work. That's a different kind of job or different kind of physical activity require different amount of energy or different kind of energy?
Correct, because there are different kinds of energy. It also means that it would take different amounts of energy, depending on what form the energy has, to do certain things. So, for example, thermal energy, or the energy of heat, you know, basically if you go into a room and it's hot, that's the heat energy. It's a very low form of energy. It's very difficult to convert that to something useful to do a work. It's not impossible, but it's a low form of energy. When we say low, we don't really mean good or bad. We don't mean it in that sense. We just mean the ability to use less or to use more energy. So, yes,
often hear the patient complain or people complain, they say, oh, I'm feel tired, I don't have energy. So from today's quantum, you know, physics angle, how do we explain that when someone say, I feel tired, I don't have energy?
Well, I would say that without devaluing what the person says, we don't want to do that, we don't want to say you're wrong, you know, we don't want to say that. Without devaluing what the person says, we maybe gently tell them that, well, energy is conserved, okay, in the sense energy, you know, whatever form it has, the total amount of energy is the same. In fact, today's quantum physicists believe that maybe the energy is almost infinite, if not infinite. but let's say that maybe it's not infinite, but almost infinite, very large amount, then it's not a problem that there is lack of energy. Is perhaps, and this is where it's very important, where the patient comes in or the health aspect comes in, the attitude we have. So if our attitude is, a mental attitude is, oh, I am low energy, then sure, energy responds and says, well, you tell me I'm low. Okay, I'm low. The universe responds perfectly to what we believe or what we say. So it's a little bit more complicated than just having a certain amount of energy, because it has to do with the attitude of the person.
Okay. So then can we say that this way, like a mental energy and the physical energy is a different quality of the energy?
Correct.
Can we say
yes.
That way?
Yeah, we can definitely say that. We can say that physical energy and mental energy are different kinds of energy. I would say, again, without putting a value judgment, that mental energy is more broad, is more encompassing, it's greater. It's, I won't say better or worse, but it's certainly more encompassing. It contains the physical energy, whereas it's difficult to go the other way around. So physical energy is what we feel and use in the at the physical plane, but mental energy is the energy of the mind, and that is much more powerful, I would say.
Oh, so that's why all of this, you know, if we do like meditation, maybe we can accumulate more energy, or we can save our physical energy. It is true, or people thinking meditation can reach that level?
Correct. That's exactly what you put it. It's exactly right. Exactly correct. You use a word that's very important, conserve. So meditation allows us to conserve more energy. Remember, the energy is conserved, and maybe, as we said, it's infinite. Well, if it's infinite, that means that there's plenty of energy around. That's not the problem. You know, it's like you say, well, I have $1 billion, but I'm going to use only about $5 from the $1 billion. Well, I mean, the $1 billion is not going to feel the difference if you take $5 out. You see what I'm saying? So,
I see. Mm-hmm.
So there's certainly a lot of energy, but again, how we use it is very important, and I would say that this is where the attitude of the person becomes very important, conserving the energy through meditation, focusing it, because after all, meditation is focusing, mentally focusing. Even though perhaps we may not be doing anything, sometimes people say, well, meditation is so easy. What do I have to do? I just sit down and do nothing. Well, actually, it's not that easy, because, you know, if you sit down for an hour or more, then the mind starts becoming unrest. You know, it starts moving around. It says, oh, what am I doing? You know, it starts tweaking, or, you know, your body begins to feel certain sensations. So it's not necessarily just because we're sitting down for meditation does really mean that it is trivial. We have to make the effort, but it is a mental effort. It's not that you have to lift weights or like that. You have to make the mental effort to say, okay, I'm going to sit down and concentrate and see what happens. That's
so then therefore, if we say that this way, then we tell the people, can we say that, like, in order to reach the high quality of the meditation, then it's not based on the time, it's based on the quality, right? So
it's
if we see that there's the mind constantly thinking about the business, think about how do I go to internet, what kind of meeting, what kind of party, then you might lose more energy because of just thinking that kind of things, right?
Correct, because what do we do in today's life? We just do too many things. We run around, as you said, we open the computer, we call somebody on the iPhone or the smartphone, and we, at the same time, we are, while we're doing all of that, we are drinking coffee perhaps, or we are eating a sandwich, and we are running around at the same time on the subway, New York City subway, and we're doing all this so-called multitasking, which means that any of those tasks we are doing, we put less time on it, and therefore it's not the optimal use. You know, for example, if you are eating, let's say, a sandwich, and you're doing 10 other things, well, you're going to probably get indigestion because you're forcing that sandwich down your throat and to the stomach, and instead of just sitting back and relaxing and having a good meal. So the problem in today's society, I'm not saying that this is a problem with specific human beings, but the entire society, is that we're trying to do too many things at the same time. And now people know from the healing professions that, in fact, multitasking actually in later years of life may lead to Alzheimer's and mental conditions. So it's actually quite serious, you know. It's not a laughing matter, because if you are doing 10 different things, now we are 40, 50, 60 years old, and then at 70 or 80 years old, we get Alzheimer's. Because why? We have been using our mind too much, scattering the energy, instead of focusing it on one thing or maybe two things at the same time.
I see. So that's a very interesting you bring out this concept, because as of today, we all say because energy is unlimited. But if energy is unlimited, why we do meditation, we do many things, we go to the gym, we do weightlift, we do other things, cannot get this unlimited energy? What is the requirement allow our human beings can connect to this universe unlimited energy?
Correct. It's what we do. It's the focus. That's what we mean by mental effort. The focus. In fact, in some of the ancient traditions, they say, and probably true in Qigong as it is in some of the Hindu traditions, they say that meditation is the focusing of the mental effort. Okay, it's focusing. The meditation is not just sitting down with closed eyes. In fact, you can be meditating with open eyes. You can be meditating while you're walking around. That is not the point, that you have to sit down and close your eyes, but it is the focusing. So if we're not focused and we're scattering our mental effort in 10 different directions, then any of these items we're trying to focus gets very little. So even though there's an infinite reservoir of energy, we're wasting. You know, let's say that you have a huge amount of water in a reservoir, right? Let's say a reservoir that is full of water. But you only have one or two little holes to get that water out and put it in a bottle, okay? So you open a little hole, let's say, on the wall of the reservoir, and water comes through there. Okay, so then you take your bottle, and you put it under the hole, and you fill it up. Now, if you open 10 holes at the same time, well, which one? I mean, water's coming from all 10 different sides, and you have one bottle. Which one are you going to be doing? You're going to be running around like crazy trying to put the water bottle under one of the holes, but maybe another hole is right next to it. You see, even though the amount of energy, in this case, the amount of water is very large, the focusing is very important. You know, opening that hole.
I see.
Yeah, it's very important.
So, you know, you say that, you know, as of today, science discovered that everything is energy. So can we say in order have a real healing benefit or something body can heal, we do need energy. It is correct?
We do need energy, and we also need to focus and to, I would say, maybe this is now getting a little bit into details, but also have faith, but in a good way, not faith, blind faith, but faith that what we're doing, let's say with the Qigong master or the acupuncture, that is going to give results. If from the very beginning we have the point of view that, oh, nothing works, unfortunately, you know, nothing works. You know, with me, nothing works. You know, I'll try this, but really nothing works. Well, guess what? Nothing works. The universe responds. the sponge says, okay, you told me nothing works. All right, nothing works. Then why are you complaining? So you just said there's nothing works. So.
Okay, so the Dr. Minas, you just brought out one very serious questions or very serious topic. Maybe we don't have time, you know, you say even though you try to do meditation, you practice all the different kind of form of the energy, if you don't have faith and put it in, you still cannot get a high quality of the energy, right?
That's right. If you put in negative thoughts, if you say, well, you know, I don't, you know, let's say my master, my grandmaster, Nan Lu, told me to sit down, but, you know, okay, I'll do it because he told me, but I really don't really think that this is going to work for me. Maybe it works for him, but it's not working for me. Then what the universe responds, this is actually, by the way, comes out of quantum physics. The universe responds and said, okay, all right, you tell me if it doesn't work, all right, it doesn't work. We expect, you know, human beings, that we're very funny, you know, we live in a very strange human universe that we create with our minds. We don't expect something to work, and then we complain when it doesn't work. You know, this is schizophrenia, as we call it sometimes. It's a mental condition. You say, oh, nothing works, and then we complain that nothing works. Well, I mean, you set yourself up to not work, then why are you complaining if the universe responds and says, okay, you told me nothing works. All right, nothing works. There you are.
I see. So that's why thousands of years, all the different religions, and before they go down the spiritual journey, all they need to focus on the faith. And then faith become first priority or we can fundamental requirement to connect to the unlimited energy. Can we say that way?
We can say that. And when, again, because the word faith sometimes has religious connotations, so we're not talking about blind faith. We're not talking about, oh, no matter what, I believe this. It's faith because it comes from experience. If you have done meditation and you know it works, if you have done healing on yourself or through a master, let's say, and you know it works, then the faith that you have next time comes from experience. You say, okay, I have faith that this is going to work because I have this past experience that it works. So that is very
important.
Let me
ask you this, you know, that would be a serious question. You know, does any scientific study to say, you know, the modern science, the faith, or the religion's faith is different, or artist's faith, that it is the same, or different kind of faith?
Well, there's different, again, there's different kinds of faith. There's a faith, blind faith, what I call blind faith. Blind faith, somebody comes along and says, this is the way it is, take it or leave it. Okay, all right, maybe you'll take it for a little while, but if it has no connection with your own experience, then it's blind faith, right? It's blind faith. It's, you say, well, okay, I have faith that because my master told me that. Well, okay, if you really like your master and if your master is not leading you into wrong things, then your faith makes sense. Because, well, this master has told me these things and every time it seems to work, therefore I have faith that next time he's going to tell me something, it's also going to work. So there are different kinds of faith. But many times, unfortunately, and we're not going to make judgments here, but many times, unfortunately, the religious faith is just believe blindly what I tell you. Don't tie to your own experience. Just believe me. It's for your own good, and just do it. Again, maybe you'll do that for a while. Say, okay, I'll do it because I don't know the reasons. I'll do it for a while. But if at some point there is no correspondence to your own experience, then your mind is going to kick in and say, well, you know, I'm doing this thing and nothing is happening and this guy is telling me that it's going to happen and nothing is happening. My experience is nothing is happening. Then that is blind faith and it's not going to lead anywhere. So we're talking about focusing again, always focusing, and faith means focusing into the positive aspects that you anticipate are going to work. and then it works. There are studies, scientific studies, that people who pray for other people who are sick, if there is enough people who pray for the person who is sick, and they do it with compassion and with love, the person recovers much faster. So that is not blind faith. It is faith that comes out of experience.
I see. So then we go back to the energy concept again. So the all the healing, everything is energy. The healing require amount of energy. Then can we say in order to increase energy, what kind of things people should do to at the pure, at the today's busy time, so we know the modern time, we are all busy. We have an unlimited choice, but we have a limited time, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So it's crazy. You know, the choice has unlimited, but time is limited. So how can we at the limited time and create a high quality energy? We can reach the, you know, the good result of the healing.
Correct. The way to do that is, again, to be focused, not do 10 or 20 different things, because, as we said before, with the example of the water coming out of the reservoir of water, you know, if you have one hole, then you focus and you fill up the bottle. If you have 10 holes, then where are you going to put the bottle? It becomes too difficult. So I would say pick one or two things at most, and do them well. This is the quality. Do well. We have so many things, but as you said, we have finite time, right? So if we have finite time and we take that finite time and we divide it into a million things, then the time that we give for each one of those million things is going to be 1 millionth of a second. Let's say that we have 1 hour. Let's say, okay, I have 1 hour to do a million things. Well, you're taking 1 hour divided by a million. That's a very small fraction of a second. You're not going to be able to do anything. So the mind keeps saying, like we were saying before, you know, you challenge the weather or you don't go with nature, along with nature, and then we pay the price. So you say, well, I can do this. I can do a million things, or I can do 10 things. I can do 20 things. Well, but you have one-tenth then of the time available to do it. But if you only have one thing to do and you have 1 hour, then you have 1 hour, you give 1 hour to one thing. If you have 1 hour and you have 20 things to do, then you give 1/20th of an hour to each one of the tasks, and then it's low quality. So it is the quality that's important. And this is what we were saying before at the beginning, that energy has different qualities. Even though it's infinite, it depends on how you put it to use.
I see. So we, you know, all the listeners should really get that energy has a quality. So in order to heal something, we need a quality and the quantity, right? So we need to cut off our more different drain of the energy. We have to try to conserve the energy.
Correct.
So the other things that we often hear the people talk about as today, modern science say, you know, they say energy and the matters are interchangeable, which is a famous equation, E equal to mc squared. So can you tell us what is that concept, real simple way? That means if I need to heal my tumor, I need how much energy? If I need to lose weight, you know, 10 pounds, how much energy? Do I lose energy or I lose the weight?
Well, it depends on the condition, of course. There's not going to be one answer for every condition.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it has to do with the quality of the energy. It's not just the quantity. In today's world, right, because of money, you know, people are so preoccupied with money, we think that more money is good. Less money is not good. But actually, more money may not be good, and less money may be good. Okay, so people want to become millionaires, and then they want to become billionaires, and they want to have 100 billion, and so on and so on and so on. That's not the point. It's not just the quantity. It is the quality again. The quality is very important. And if the quality is low, even though you may have a lot of it, let's say that you want to drink from a river, okay? And the river is moving very fast, and it has a lot of water, a lot of water, right? So it's no problem. There's plenty of water in the river. But, you know, the river is polluted, okay? The river is polluted. So you take a little glass of water from the polluted river, even though there's a plenty of water in the river, you're going to get sick. Why? Because you're drinking dirty water. So it's not just the quantity, but it's also the quality. And this is very important. And this is why we said at the beginning that energy has different qualities. And the physical energy is of low form. We don't mean bad form. We just mean low form. It's not so easy to work with higher forms of energy. Whereas with higher forms of energy, you can work more easily and fix the lower forms of energy. And the lower forms of energy, we call them in physics matter. And the higher forms of energy, we call it energy. But it's really all energy in the end.
I see. So then if that's the way, then if I lose mine and lose weight, it's totally energy going to lose, right?
Yeah, that's right. Let's say you want to lose weight, well, you know, that maybe has something to do with the mind, right? Now, it's not always as simple as one correspondence. That's why we need the ancient paths. That's why what you teach, Master Lu, has its own scientific rules, right? I mean, it's not just, oh, do whatever you want to and it will give results. You know, if somebody gives you a bunch of keys and say, open the door, if you don't have the right keys, you may have 10 keys, but if you don't have the right keys, the door is not going to open. So this is where the ancient teachings come in. They say, okay, you do this and this and this, and you're going to get this and this and these results. This is scientific. So same thing with modern science. It's the quality of the energy that has to do, and mental energy is a very high form, and we can cultivate it. We can make our mind strong the same way that we make our muscles strong, right? People today are preoccupied to build muscles. They go to the gym, they lift weights, they do this and that, and all of that. But let's say you lift weights and you don't do it carefully. You don't follow certain rules. You can hurt your back, right? So when you go to a gym, they tell you, be careful how you lift the weights. So it's not just the quantity. Oh, if I can lift 100 pounds, I'm very strong. Yes, but if while you're lifting 100 pounds, you're hurting your back, your lower back, you're going to pay the price. So we need the knowledge from the ancient systems and from modern science. In both cases, modern science and the ancient systems that you teach, they have certain rules that you see what they say. You try it. And you see if it works for you. And if it works, then you say, well, okay, now I have faith that it works. So it's not blind faith, but it's faith that comes from experience.
Wonderful. So today we covered what is energy, and then also has a quality of the energy. So, you know, everyone interested in energy, just don't get a low energy. You have to get a high quality energy. And also we learn the mental energy and the physical energy is different. In order to change matters, in order to change something, we need a quality and a quantity, right? So we need some qualities of energy.
Correct.
So I think time is up. So sorry. So that's why we say the limited time. So time
right.
is energy, and the time is the information is the power. Thank
That's
you
right.
so much, Dr.
Thank
Nutt.
You. Thank
so
you.
So anyone
right.
listen to this, we are going to continue talk mm-hmm. about this energy and mm-hmm. talk about how do we apply the energy mm-hmm. in our daily life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you next time.
Okay.
I want to remind everyone that this webinar is part of a larger series of webinars that we're doing throughout 2018. The idea is to have a conversation focusing on the broad topic of health consciousness, as well as looking for ways to apply this in our everyday life. That's the topic of our conference that's taking place this fall, October 11th through 14th, in Western Virginia. You can learn about the conference at the conference tab at the tcmworld.org website. Take a look at that, and please make your plans to attend as soon as possible. We'd love to have you there. But also, if you're interested in these and other webinars, you can find a library of recorded webinars directly at the tcmworld.org website. On the homepage, you can access all the webinars through the distance learning window. So I hope you do, and you can join us for other conversations that we're having. I look forward to that. Hope to see you at the conference as well. Take care and have a good day, everybody.